Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, part of Believe in Network, host of the Believe in Steelers podcast. He is Ike Taylor. Good morning to you, Ike.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Listen, you played, 12 years for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the only team you played for in your career. I don't remember what year it was, but I remember you guys had a ceremony bringing back all the old Steelers on Monday Night Football, and it turned out to be an actual blowout, absolute blowout for the Pittsburgh Steelers. With the Ravens having so many guys out with COVID-19, do you predict that this afternoon's game will be a lot like that, or will this be a competitive game?
Nah, this is going to be competitive. That's just within the rivalry. You know, it's bad blood between the two. You know, I say it all the time, man. It's an understanding that, you know, we don't like each other between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. So, and Baltimore really do need this game. You know, Baltimore need this game to stay afloat in the AFC. You know, they win this game, they'll put themselves back in the contention to get in the tournament. And the tournament is the playoffs. They lose this game, man, they're going to be down bad because it's a lot of, you know, 8-3 and 7-4 teams in the AFC as a whole. We ain't even talking about the AFC North. We're just talking about the AFC as a whole.
So what would you do if you were going to game plan for the Steelers defense? They've got an incredible defense against the run. They've got the best pass rush in the league if you're going to just go by sacks with 38, I believe. You have a beat-up offensive line. Your quarterback's out. You have your tight ends out. What do you do offensively?
You do what you know. You know what I'm saying? And what the Baltimore Ravens do, they run the ball. And Pittsburgh have had some situations, some games. You look at that Dallas Cowboys game where, you know, they got the ball ran on them. You know, so if you can establish the run, whether you're getting, you know, 5 yards, 3 yards, if you can just try to establish and keep the run in your game plan, you know, everything else will kind of open up. But that's just the Baltimore Ravens. You know, the Baltimore Ravens are hot when they're able to run the ball. So I think that's what they're going to try to do. They're just going to try to establish the run, try to hold the ball, keep 7 Big Ben off the field with his weapons as much as possible, and play good defense. So I don't think they're going to change up too much. They know what they're looking at when they go against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. But at the same time, I don't think they're just going to change their whole format on what they do.
So, Ike, with all the delays and all the Ravens ruled out, and even a couple of Steelers, sounds like you don't think this diminishes the rivalry at all this afternoon. And also, if you're a guy like RG3 or Dez Bryant, does this give you an opportunity to strut your stuff in front of the rest of the country and the rest of the NFL and show that you can still play?
Yeah, we all know RG3 can still play. You know, RG3, first-round draft pick coming from the Washington team. Well, he played last year. Matter of fact, I think he played last year against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He did.
They set Lamar out for the playoffs. So RG3 came into the stadium and play. RG3, he's been a starter in the league. You know, and I think that offense fits exactly what RG3 wants to do. He's not a Lamar, but RG3 is still RG3. You know, he's a big, strong quarterback who can run the ball, got a nice arm. So they're not going to change too much on offense on what they do because they got the same kind of body type. It's just Lamar, just Lamar. It's only one Lamar in the league. So ain't too much going to change on the offensive side, but they still got a quarterback who's a backup, who's a first-round draft pick, and know how to play ball and win ball games in the NFL.
Yeah, hey, well, Ike Taylor. Ike is a former Pittsburgh Steeler now, Believe in Steelers podcast. Ike, you know, we talked all week. We heard from Steelers players who seem to play it down a little bit, say they'll play anytime, any place. The Steelers fans not very happy about this situation. Do you think the Ravens were given an unfair advantage, so to speak, of having so much time to get ready for this football game? Or does it not work out in their favor because they haven't really practiced?
No, I think the game has been pushed back and have plenty enough time, you know what I'm saying, to put the Ravens back in a situation to at least try to get some people back. You know, it's just that's a part of the business. You know, we're going through this pandemic, and for the most part, teams have did good so far when it comes down to controlling what happens in that locker room, whether it's staff or whether it's the players. And this is like an outbreak, and it just so happened to be against the Baltimore Ravens, which sucks because you got some star players, some key players who wind up testing positive for the COVID. So I'm not going to it sucks, but it's an opportunity for other young cats to step up and show what they can do in the NFL for the Baltimore Ravens.
Hank, from the black and yellow perspective instead of ours, what about – do you think or do people you talk to, do they think the Ravens have shown favoritism by the league? I mean, you know, at first it was postponed from Thanksgiving to Sunday. Then it's Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday. It seems like every day they kept moving it to make sure, you know, to try to get some starters back.
Ain't nothing fair. Ain't nothing fair in this league. You know, if you look at the Denver Broncos, Denver Broncos had four quarterbacks out. The league told the Denver Broncos, man, y'all still got to play.
Yeah.
They looking, and when I say they, I'm talking about the NFL. Man, it's a lot going on in this game. You know, you got a former MVP of the league in Lamar Jackson, who they were trying to get back. You got Mark Ingram. He's real valuable to the Ravens. And this is a rivalry game, man. This game has a lot to do with the AFC standing. So, of course, I'm going to push it back. I ain't saying it's fair. I'm going to push it back as much as possible. I was talking to somebody last year, a few of the boys, last night. I'm like, man, if Russell Wilson catches COVID, and Lord knows I hope he doesn't, man, they're going to push it back as much as possible if they're going against the Saints. You know?
Yeah.
Because he's a superstar, and that has a lot to do with the playoff rankings in the NFC. And that's just how it is right now. That's just my personal opinion. I just think, man, they're pushing it back as much as possible because it's a lot riding on this game. This game is a rivalry. I'm talking about a historical rivalry. You know, for the most part, if anybody coming out of the AFC North, it's either been the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it has a lot to do, I think, in my mind, what's going on with the NFC as a whole, who's getting in and who's getting out.
Ike, I know you have probably never been in this situation with a Wednesday afternoon game in the NFL, but is preparing going to be the hardest part for Pittsburgh, not knowing who they're going to be facing today, or does it not even matter if Pittsburgh just plays their game?
Coach, you like these situations. Coach Tomlin like going off script. Coach Tomlin like the adversity. Like, that's just in Coach Tomlin's DNA. You know, anything off script, Coach Tomlin likes to embrace it. He's going to embrace the boys in the locker room. He's going to embrace the coaching staff. I think if they play today, it's going to be 3 games in 12 days for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Coach Tomlin, no, man, this is fall football. You know what you're signing up for. You know this pandemic. You know what's going on. So a lot of things going to be off script as a whole, as a team, as a coaching staff, because they know what's going on. They knew it was a possibility that this could happen, and it wound up happening. So Coach T going to have them boys mentally prepared, and they having fun. The Pittsburgh Steelers as a team, they just having fun. They don't care when they play. They don't care who they play. They don't care how many days they play. They just won't play. And you can see genuinely them boys having fun, whether they're scoring touchdowns, making plays on defense, or you just look at the sideline. You know, you look at the stars for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's really no star. It's a star week. Somebody else is making a play. You know, you got your consistent guys and Seven and Bud and T.J. Watt. You got and Minka. You got a lot of consistent young stars over there. But for the most part, them boys just want to win ball games. They not looking at who gets the credit. That's what makes this team so exciting, so fun to watch.
There he is, Ike Taylor. Ike, give me a prediction.
Steelers by 10.
Steelers by 10. 10. All right. You said 10 or 2?
10.
2? Oh, you think this 10. Is going to be real
like
close?
1-0. You know I got 10.
Oh, 10. Oh, 10. Okay, I got Steelers you now. I got
yeah. As right, in the point you. Spread, Rob.
I'm sorry. There you go. I couldn't hear him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.